You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. When was the last time you told someone you loved them? Commentator Brian Onunoyn contemplates those three little words today and wonders whether "I love you" has become a workaday expression.
And a very good morning to you all. I was speaking to an Irish friend of mine recently, and he often tells me that his father has never told him that he loves him. Says my friend, "Well, I know he does. I just know that he does. It's, well, just that he doesn't want to say the words. And that doesn't bother me, because I know that my dad would willingly take a bullet for me. He's shown me enough love to last me a lifetime." In my own case, my father never told me that he loved me. But I'm not so sure that he actually did. Ah, it's okay. I'm over it. Incidentally, we buried my father when I was just 21. Well, we had to. He was dead. But let's return to those three words, "I love you." Now, my mother, on the other hand, frequently tells me this on the phone at the end of a call from Ireland. Mind you, she's only just started doing this, I'd say, in the last decade or so. Ooh, maybe as she gets older and her mortality looms, she feels that she must tell me, lest I didn't realise that she actually does love me. Funnily enough, I don't know if she's ever said it to my face, or even to the back of my head, as we embrace at the airport every time I have to leave Ireland. I don't know, maybe she did, I just don't remember. When I said that she frequently says this on the phone to me, what I meant was, I suppose, that she doesn't do it all of the time, and I must say I am glad that she doesn't. Because then the utterance, "I love you," becomes, well, for me at least, formulaic, like goodbye, have a nice day, see you later. In the case of my own two kids, I only tell one that I love her, and that's only every now and again. Oh, I'm guessing once a month, maybe. I figure that's enough. I don't want it to be cliched. I don't want it to be corny and contrived. And when I say it, it's because I either really feel like saying it, or I think she needs to hear it. The other daughter, well, she's not really my daughter. She's more like my wife's kid, really. I've only known her for about 6 years, which is, you know, that situation a little bit more complicated. Do I love her? Well, yes, but obviously not quite in the same way as I love my own 11-year-old kid that I fathered, that I saw arrive into this world, and that I looked after as a baby for 2 years as a stay-at-home dad. Obviously, I've known her for twice as long as the step-kid. The teenager, my wife's kid, that is, well, we both get along very well, I would say. We have a healthy and happy relationship. Every now and again, she will say, "I love you," but not quite. More of a sort of a collective "love y'all," a parting shot to a group of which I might be a member. It has a slightly formulaic ring to it. But she's young, and I suppose she thinks this is what you are supposed to do. I mean, it's not like it bothers me, but let's just say I'd prefer a playful punch in the ribs or a gentle hug. But you can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find you get what you need. Oh, and by the way, Tristan, this one is just for you. I do love you, baby.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyn, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary School in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called "Ireland, Here I Come" at LSUS and a class called "La Belle France" at LSUS and Bossier Parish Community College. Brian takes groups on tour to Ireland and France in the summer. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.